Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
On the phone, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, who works in the TV movie industry, sneaks off set to give us some exclusive casting calls, a chance for you to get on some of these shows. What you got for us, A. Wood?
Hey, guys, do you remember when I told you about that movie, A Wing on a Wing and a Prayer, where
yeah.
It's a faith-based movie where the guy's family is flying and then the pilot dies and the guy has to take over?
Mm-hmm.
Based on a true story, well, listen, they are looking for some more extras for that, and it's for a lot of days. As long as you're vaccinated, you can work on this production, and they are filming from the 21st through the 26th. You must be able to work all those days, but I am looking for tons of, like, the flight control staff, background. If this is you, you can get a four-day booking. Follow me on all social at Awood Radio, and I will tell you how you can be in On a Wing and a Prayer, which is the most ironic name for this movie.
And I saw hottie Jesse Metcalf is in this. So are there good opportunities for the ladies?
Listen, that was the prayer part of On a Wing and a Prayer. I prayed for that to happen.
If you're on an airplane that's about to go down and one of the passengers needs to fly it, we're looking for more of a terrified, crying kind of situation, not a drooling over some actor.
Like, oh. But if you're going to go down,
themselves,
no. I mean,
if you're going to go down, you want to go down with Jesse Metcalf.
Yes, please.
He's say that again.
He's
there
candy.
You go.
He's candy.
There you go. If I must crash in an airplane, please let it be with Jesse Metcalf. Yes, I am down for that. If you also want to get in a plane with Jesse, please follow me at Awood Radio on all social, and I'll tell you how to submit to this. It's open to anyone, all ethnicities, all ages. Let's do it.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
726, we are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine 85 today. Showers tomorrow. Cold front moving in with a high only up to 68. What's up, Kara?
Here we go, Braves fans. It is time to show out. The Dodgers won last night, so that means we get home field advantage.
Nice.
So game one of the National League Championship Series is going to be at Truist Park tomorrow night. Tickets are on sale now. They are not cheap. I know that prices are going to increase. My husband and I got an email from the Braves last night that was like, if you want tickets, go ahead and buy them now because prices are going to increase once they figure out, you know, what team we were going to be taking
on. Did you buy them?
No, they were still really expensive.
What time is the game on Saturday? Do we know?
I think they said it's 7:30.
Okay.
Just after 7 is going to be first pitch. And then game 2 is back at Truist. That's going to be like an 8:30 game on Sunday night.
Nice.
So later game, but we're still, the home field advantage is definitely good for us not having to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep our fingers crossed. The Braves keep this road to the World Series.
Yeah.
Now, if you've got some old costumes laying around at home, maybe the kids outgrew them. Maybe they're just over that dress-up phase, whatever. The Atlanta police would be happy to take them off your hands. They're trying to collect some new and gently used costumes to treat some local kids with some much-needed Halloween cheer. So you can drop these costumes off anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 8 different precincts and the Atlanta Public Safety Headquarters.
Nice.
So it's a cool little thing to do for kids.
Before you do that, just make sure you don't have any outstanding warrants.
Oh, yeah. That would probably be a good thing. I think it's just a drop-off, though, so they won't be taking your name or number or anything.
Maybe wear the mask right before you.
Yeah.
Anyway, move on.
So Fridays are for new music, and Adele, hello, finally released this first song of hers in 6 years. It came out last night. The video already has 18 million views in less than 24 hours. The song's called Easy on Me. We've got a little clip.
Go here.
Play that song in its entirety this morning just after Are You Smarter Than Carrot about 7:35.
Yeah, also Coldplay's Music of the Spheres was released today. Drex, I know this is after your own heart.
Yep.
They just announced a big world tour too. It's going to be coming to Mercedes-Benz June 22nd. Tickets go on sale next Friday at 10 a.m., but I know that we're going to have them before you can buy them. So just make sure you keep listening to B98. And they're pretty serious about having an environmentally friendly show. So this tour is going to be partially powered by the fans. Some of the electricity for the tour will be coming from a special dance floor that generates power. So they're also going to plant a tree for every ticket that's sold.
What?
A dance floor at a Coldplay concert.
Tad, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Coldplay isn't a band. It's an emotion. So you literally feel it.
I mean, they better bring some reserve power if they're counting on the dancing.
Throw a generator in the back, maybe.
We all know the concept of faking it till we make it.
Oh, sure. Right? Yeah.
This would be like if you wanted a job and instead of going and interviewing like a normal person, you would just start showing up to work at this place where you wanted to work.
I guess I don't see a problem with that. It shows a little bit of gumption.
It doesn't surprise me that you don't see a problem with that because let me explain how Drex became Coach Drex. A month ago, Drex comes in here and he starts talking about his daughter's playing softball and he's excited and he's like one of the dads. And then he was like, so I've been, you know, trying to help out. Well, suddenly, a month later, he comes in yesterday. Well, so anyway, so, you know, I coach my daughters. And I'm like, hang on a second. Were you ever appointed coach or did you just start doing the job?
Leaders just lead, Tad. I don't know why.
So today being the day that Adele comes out with new music, I thought I would write a song imagining the conversation that Drex had with the actual coach of the softball team, trying to beg his way into his position.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Here's a conversation with Drex and the real coach.
Hello. It's me. I was wondering if I could help you coach the softball team. You'd fulfill my every dream.
True.
Playing catch with 8-year-old girls, and then we'd get ice cream. So come on, let's give this a try. Let me help you coach the small fries. I'll help you keep track of the balls and the strikes, and I'll bring juice boxes and apple slice to the game.
On a scale from 1 to 10, how accurate is that?
I am much more angry than that. Like, there's no ask. I don't ask.
I did bring Drex a gift of some David's sunflower seeds because you got to look the part, man.
Oh, I looked the part with the short shorts and the, yeah.
Do we have anybody that was married in an unconventional place? Not in a church, but a place that meant something to them that maybe doesn't mean anything to anybody else?
There's a couple named Mark and Ashley Steinke who were big fans of the Quick Trip convenience store. This is the KWIK,
right?
Not the QT. Anyways, they decided to get married there. They were such big fans and they even did their wedding photo shoot. So they like cut into a donut for the cake and Ashley got ready in the bathroom.
Rollers for the catering.
Well, totally.
This is brilliant too because everything's built in. Yeah. You've got bathrooms, you've got food, you've got fuel,
booze.
Yeah,
it's all right there.
I love everything about that.
404-741-0985. Let's see if we can come anywhere. Nobody's going to be, we don't have anybody listening that got married at a convenience store. But Jessica in Dawsonville, you and your husband, Tim, were, this is in the height of the pandemic in your front yard with a shoot from a guy in a hazmat suit. And tell us about the cake.
We decided to make a toilet paper cake. And I just want to put it out there for the universe that I did not go out and hoard toilet paper for this. Literally, I think we have maybe like 7 rolls left. So we took the rolls that we had left and put the cake topper in it. So it was kind of hysterical for everybody. But
you didn't eat you didn't eat the toilet paper,
you
did
you? Eat the cake.
No, we didn't. We actually had cupcakes. We bought 2 cupcakes that we ate, and the kids in their little kiddie pool, I kept threatening their lives because I was like, if you guys get that toilet paper wet, like, we have no more. Like, this is it.
The world has changed. People are quitting their jobs because they don't want to go into the office, and people are saying, I'm going to get married, but I'm not so sure about this church or a backyard or even a beach. I'm going to get married at a Quick Trip. That's what one family did. We just heard about another that got married at a CC's Pizza.
At CC's Pizza. It's crazy.
Hey, we all have our thing.
That's true.
To the phones, we're looking for the person that got married in the most unconventional place, Gerald and Jackson.
My nephew and his wife, Brittany Jarvis, and Brittany got married in a cow pasture down at our hunting club.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so Jackson. It's not even funny. Don't have this radical fantasy of what a hunting club is. It's like a box or a trailer with like a propane gas tank to cook food. Nothing luxury.
This is all primitive. There's no running water, no electricity, no clubhouse.
Primitive, yes.
It's not a golf club. No. I'm assuming the bride was down with all of this, getting married in a cow pasture.
Sure, she's an old country girl too.
How do you know when you found the right one?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kara. We got some comments on Facebook.
Yeah, Sherry Zobel from Atlanta says that she and her husband flew in a helicopter to the top of a mountain in New Zealand, they got married.
That's nice.
Melissa Pittman says that she and her husband got hitched at the back of a feed and seed store and had a city councilman do the service.
Nice.
And then my favorite, Mary Ellen Austin and Marietta got married on the side of the road at the 120 loop in front of a tree that her pastor coined the marrying tree on the side of the road.
Where is this?
Marietta, the 120 loop.
How close is it to the Big Chicken?
Very close.
Is it really? Okay.
The Big Chicken and the marrying tree. Got it going on. Marianne and Griffin, most unconventional place to get married.
My cousin, she got married in a cemetery on Halloween.
Ooh. What?
Dressed up as the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Stop it right
the bride?
Now.
There are weirdos out there. It's like the adult people that go to Disney.
This is family.
That's all right. There's weirdos out there that are super into Halloween. Like, that's their Christmas.
She loves Halloween, and we were there, and I was like, oh, my God, this is creepy, because it was in the middle of the night.
Oh my gosh. Listen, this is a front runner right here. Well done.
Where did you guys go pee?
You just go find a tombstone and pour one out for your homies.
Right?
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Josh, fatal error. You made your wife miss the Braves playoff game on Tuesday night. What kind of a monster does something like that?
The worst kind. My wife, Carly, and I are huge fans. Right. And we really wanted to go to one of the games this week, but when I was looking for tickets, they were ridiculously expensive. So I told her, we can't afford to go right now.
Ridiculously expensive? You know you can get in the building for like $50.
Yeah, I thought they were cheap.
Yeah, but we didn't want to sit all the way up in the nosebleeds, you know, like section Z. You know, we want to see all the action.
There's no bad seats in the house.
All those cheap tickets were gone, you know, by the time I went looking. Okay. So it wasn't an option.
So why do you need our help here?
So funny story. My buddy Paul called me right before the game and offered me an extra ticket. So I jumped on it.
No.
And they were incredible seats, right in the Chop House with free beer.
Oh, man.
And, of course, your buddy didn't have an extra ticket for your wife, I gather.
Josh was like, funny story.
That was.
So how did you explain to your wife that she wasn't going to the game?
I told her I had to work late on a project.
Oh, the old I gotta work late excuse. Did she fall for it?
She did. I'm a good actor, I guess. But I totally thought I was in the clear. But then when I got home, she started grilling me about why I smelled like beer. And I think she knows I lied to her. So I need to come clean and ask for forgiveness before it gets worse for me at home and just clear my conscience.
Okay. And you decided for this part, you're going to rope us into it. It takes a village.
Yep.
Well, we will try to tell your wife that you were at the game the other night, but you think she already knows? She smelled the beer on your breath? Or
I think she thinks something was up. I mean, maybe not the game, but something not good was
being done. Would you prefer she think you were having an illicit affair?
I mean, honestly, it'd be a close call.
That would be an easier thing to... All right.
Josh lies about this. What else is he lying about?
Right?
Exactly.
Sit tight. We'll call your wife, Carly, and talk to her. Help you get forgiveness. Two songs away on B98.5.
Thanks, guys.
Forgive and Forget on B98.5. Is it too late now to say sorry? You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Josh told his wife they couldn't afford to go to the game on Tuesday night to see the Braves. And then his buddy came through with a ticket for him and his buddy. He didn't tell his wife about it. Came home smelling like beer. Now he needs forgiveness from his wife. We're going to help you out with this, Josh. Sit tight. Let us talk to Carly for a minute.
Hello?
Hey, is this Carly?
It is.
Hey, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Did I win something? Braves ticket.
Oh, Braves. You were hoping for Braves tickets. You're a big fan?
I mean, my husband and I have custom jerseys and everything.
Oh, really?
We did our engagement photos at Truist Park.
Oh, you did your engagement? That's really cool. Nice. So have you been to any of the playoff games?
They are so much fun.
Yeah, Kara and I have been over there for that.
I have been dying to go, and I begged my husband to get a ticket, but he said they were too expensive.
Uh-huh.
Then he ends up at the Chop House Tuesday night without me.
Ooh.
So,
did he tell you that he was going?
No, he told me he was going to be working late, but he shows up smelling like beer at 10 p.m. and he's grinning like the Cheshire Cat. I knew.
Oh, no, what a dog.
How did you know he was at the game?
I mean, the short of it is his face just kept flashing up on my TV every time the camera panned in that direction.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, the Chop House seats, there's not a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they always show that.
So you saw him on TV.
I got like 10 texts from our friends asking where I was sitting.
Oh, my God.
They assumed you were there,
but
yeah.
He keeps on with his lie that he was working late.
Oh, no.
Well, Carly, it might be a good time to let you know that Josh is on the phone with us.
Was I really on TV? Did you record it?
Are you serious right now? That should be the least of your worries.
This was like a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and we would have never been able to afford those seats. And I couldn't get another ticket, so, I mean, sorry.
You're not making it better. You just told me the truth.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, you would have been okay with me going without you.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm. Like, you didn't tell her because you were afraid she'd be like, no, you can't go at all.
I couldn't face the look. You know what look I'm talking about.
Oh, and does she go, do what you want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, make good choices.
Yeah.
I've been married for 15 years. Whenever your wife says, do what you want, don't. Do what you want.
You're going to end up miserable one way or another.
Right.
It's just overall worse that you lied about it. And
well, I didn't have to pay for the tickets.
Oh, no, you're going to pay for them, just not the way you think.
I mean, I'm already sleeping on the couch.
You've been sleeping on the couch since Tuesday just because you went out for what you thought your wife thought you were just having a beer?
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he wasn't just out with work having a beer. He's not sleeping in my bed. Until, like, maybe I get a pretty necklace or something.
Oh, you should get a pearl necklace, like Jock Peter said. Oh, this guy's very quick to offer the jewelry. I love it.
I'll go to Shane Company today.
Wouldn't it have just been easier to buy the tickets?
Right.
Carly, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. If Josh promises to get you those beautiful Jock Peterson pearls, will you forgive him for going to the game without you and lying about it, getting drunk and all of that?
I want tickets to the next home game as well.
I'm on it. I'm already on it.
NLCS tickets ain't going to come cheap.
Jeez, yeah, the parking pass is like $100.
Right? Have fun, you guys.
That's what credit cards are for.
No, they're not.
Please, Daddy Warbucks.
I know. Like, where was that attitude in the playoffs? Right. Yeah.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 75. Party's over tomorrow. Showers in the morning. Cold front, 68 for a high. You're undefeated. Mm-hmm. Top-ranked Georgia Bulldogs taking on Kentucky at home tomorrow, 3:30. Kentucky, the only other unbeaten team in the SEC right now, but still the Dogs favored by 23.5 points. What else is going on, Kara?
Now, we only have one more team standing in between the Braves and the World Series. The Dodgers beat the Giants late last night, so it'll basically be a replay of last season, but hopefully with a different outcome. The Braves kicking off the National League Championship Series tomorrow at Truist Park. First pitch just after 8 o'clock, and then Sunday will be at home as well. First pitch will be just after 7:30. Now, if there is a game 6 or 7, that's when we'll come back to Truist to play a couple more. Of course, the times for those games haven't been announced yet. You can get tickets. They're pricey, but it'll be worth it.
Very good.
Now, we've got Halloween just a little over 2 weeks away.
Wow.
Do you know about the Teal Pumpkin Project?
I heard something similar. You paint a pumpkin, a teal pumpkin on your porch to let other people know something specific.
Yeah. So basically you put out a teal colored pumpkin to signal to parents with kids that have food allergies that you have an alternative treat or trinket available. Okay. 1 in 13 kids have some sort of food allergy or food sensitivity. So while it's super fun to go out and collect all the yummy candy, usually they can't eat much of it. So if you provide a cool little teal pumpkin out there, give them a little trinket, some wax lips, you know, you can get it at the dollar store. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but right, some kind of alternative so that they're not having to go home and not eat the candy that they've
very
collected.
Thoughtful.
There's even an map where you can drop a little pin to show that you're a participating home. You can check that out at thetealpumpkinproject.com.
Cool. Nice.
Now, for days now, a video has been circulating of an actor named Jamie Costa. In it, he's basically channeling the late Robin Williams back in the Mork and Mindy era, and it is totally uncanny.
Well, dreams are a beautiful aspect of human culture. In fact, it happens when you're at night and you close your eyes and all kinds of images happen and it's really bizarre. Well, let's try this one. Well, it depends on all you ask. If you ask Cinderella, she might sing it to you and say,
Robin.
A dream is a wish you have a heart.
Robin! It's been viewed millions of times on YouTube, and now the people who have seen it are calling for a biopic to be made and star this guy. Like, it is so crazy. Everybody loves it except for Robin's daughter, Zelda. Apparently, people have been sending her the links to this footage nonstop. And she says, this guy, Jamie, is a super talented actor, but spamming her with an impression of her dad on one of his saddest days is just weird.
The screen test that this guy put together is his interpretation of the day that Pam Dauber from Mork and Mindy told Robin Williams that John Belushi had died.
Yeah.
That's what she's talking about.
That's
when she's talking about a dark day in his life.
One of the saddest days
it's
of
just
his life. Yeah.
Twisted.
It is. It's really weird.
That's got to be such a range of emotions, because here's this actor who thinks he's doing something by honoring Robin Williams.
And it's great.
And it's great.
Incredible.
Yeah. And he's trying to share his craft and think it's good, but then a family member, the daughter, is, you know, it brings up bad memories for her.
He just chose the wrong material to begin with.
So he should have gone Patch Adams or Jack.
I'm going to do an impersonation of Robin Williams finding out that his best friend just died. Think about that.
Right.
This terrible choice of material.
Do some Mrs. Doubtfire and put the fire out with the tops of the pots. Yeah. Come on.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.